Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 398 for, what is it, August the 11th, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if somehow you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for a few seconds to allow for priority traffic to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the items of information that we like to hear from check-in. If you don't have an SDF username yet, get one, all right? So, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT or UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, November Zero, Victor, Zulu, Charlie, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be associated with SDF or the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week's topic, well, my local club, at the last board meeting, we talked about raising the dues. We've been charging $20 a year for like the last 40 years. And as you've probably noticed, inflation has been rampant in that time period. And so we're talking about maybe raising it to $30, which is a big jump, but over the course of 40 years, maybe not so much. So anyway, the question this week is, whatever ham clubs you belong to, what are the dues that you pay? And have you gone through dues increases and the drama associated? So that's the topic. So let me reset. Right. So I'm looking at my dashboard, and I see three stations plus the NB0X-L gateway. The stations I see are Kilo Kilo 4, Victor Foxtrot Victor. I see November 4, Romeo November Whiskey. And Kilo Foxtrot 6, Golf Papa Echo. Now, wait a minute, just popped up there. Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Charlie Alpha. Right. So, Richard, you might have missed it. The topic this week is club dues. If you are a member of a ham club in your neighborhood there, how much dues do you pay? And have you gone through any drama recently? And by recently, I mean like the last 20 or 30 years, about increasing the dues. Right, so I'll start going down my list here, starting with the newcomer. I think this is your first time here, Kilo Kilo 4, Victor Foxtrot Victor.
Net Control, this is KK4, Victor Foxtrot Victor. John, over in Asheville, North Carolina. I am the Mad Hatter on SDF. And, yes, this is my first time checking in. Back to you.
Okay, thanks, John. And I hope we'll hear from you again in the future there. Make this maybe a Sunday evening ritual. Next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody else listening. N4RNW here, Harold in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Kind of a rainy, overcast day today, rain and storms on and off. That's par for the summertime in Florida. So as long as the hurricanes stay away and all the severe storms, that's fine. I don't mind rain. I do not currently belong to the local club because I don't do much with them. My activity is talking to you on Echolink and other places. But I see on their website that their dues are $20 and no sign of increase there. Now, I may join just to support the local repeaters when I use those. But other than that, I don't see any kind of thing on their website that talks about an increase. But, yep, there was inflation over the last number of years, and you're right, Wayne. Okay, that's all I got. And for RNW, Wayne.
All right. Well, thank you, Harold. And yes, apropos of that, I think the most recent information I have is that there are about 80-something hams here who pay dues for a local club. But I don't think I've ever seen a meeting that had more than 25 people attending. So a lot of those 80 members are people that I have never seen at a meeting. So, and I think that their logic is similar to yours. They're paying this nominal amount of money. I mean, that's like, you know, 4 cups of coffee, right, for a year to support everything that the club does. You know, field day, we have got 3 repeaters. $20 a year is not a whole lot to spend to just support ham radio locally. And, you know, if the club went away and the repeaters went away, and then you would ask yourself, gosh, you know, I stopped sending $20 a year and things went away. You know, anyway, I think a lot of people think that it's a small price to pay. All right, let me, I see that Victor Kilo 2 Delta Y has joined us. And, oh, wow, another new call sign here, Kilo Foxtrot 5, Zulu Sierra Foxtrot. All right, we'll get to you guys here shortly. Thank you for joining us. Who's next on my list here? KF6, GPE. Ray, go ahead.
Well, good evening to Wayne and Annette, and it's good to see some new call signs there. Name is Ray in Boulder Creek, California, between Santa Cruz and Silicon Valley. My SDF username is the same as my call sign. You know, I think that we haven't raised dues since I was president of the club, which would have been before my daughter was born, which would have been 30-odd years ago, or if we have, I haven't paid any attention to any politics about it, because I haven't been to a club meeting in a while. Like some of the others, I generally just heard how to support the club financially, but don't really go to meetings, haven't in a long time, although I keep on saying I'm going to go. Said I was going to go before COVID started, and then they went online, and I didn't go online, and I haven't gone since then, so shame on me. But yeah, no, I do think it's probably time for a general increase pretty much everywhere, because cost of repeater sites, cost of repeater maintenance, all that's not getting any cheaper. So it'll be a difficult decision for some folks, but I think it's a perfectly reasonable one. Back to you, Wayne, KF6GPE.
I think the consensus among the board members during our last board meeting is that, yes, some kind of dues increase is just really totally justified. The only question is, how big an increase? And so, as I said, we've been $20 a year for like the last 40 years. And I think it would have been reasonable if someone proposed maybe $50 a year, 50, just based on the rate of inflation. Or if not quite that high, at least $40 a year. But the number that we kind of settled on, we haven't, you know, totally decided on it yet, but we're tossing the idea around, is just raising it to $30 a year. And just a little aside, our club has had this policy for a long time that an individual member, the dues is $20 a year. But if you have, like, a spouse who is also licensed, or if you have a harmonic, you know, a child in your household who is also licensed, then you can get a family membership for $21 a year. Just an additional $1 and you cover everybody in your household. And while that's kind of a nice idea, it's just kind of clumsy. And so the proposal at the last board meeting was that we have a single dues, and it covers a whole household. And we do not distinguish between a single ham and a family. So it's just all one deal. Right, so let's see, who's next on my list here? KC1TCA.
Hi, Wayne and everybody. This is KC1TCA, Rich in East Falmouth, Massachusetts. I am a member of two clubs here, and one of them is, I think the price just went up like in the last 2 years for the membership dues, but it's only $25. And the first year, which was my first year with the club, which was also my new license, because I had just gotten my technicians at the time, and the new license fee for dues for the year is $5. And so it was really nominal. And I kind of felt silly paying the $5, but that was what they took. And so that's what I would do. But yeah, I think there was some drama when we did the price increase. I remember them being approached as if there might be some, I might have some negative response, but I don't know. It's nothing to me. It's really not. It's a trivial amount of money. So, and we do some pretty cool stuff. We have a big trailer, and I know we got some grants for the trailer. I don't think it was paid for. I mean, we couldn't have paid for it from these kinds of dues. But we do have over, I think, 130 people. And again, Wayne, it's the same with us. We only have 25 or 30 people that seem to show up. Field day, we get more people. But otherwise, it's quiet. The other club that I'm a member of is much, it's smaller. And I don't even know what the dues are there, but I think they're probably something similar. But that's basically it. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Yeah, that's good to know. And, you know, I'm trying to remember. I think we had some discussions in the past. I don't know if we actually implemented it. I think maybe we didn't, because I think I would have remembered it if we did. But the idea was, is, you know, we have a VEC effort here. Four times a year, we do license exams. And for a while, we had a silent key who donated some money in his will to fund giving away a Baofeng HT to anyone who passed the technician license at our VE session. And I'm not sure exactly how well that worked. I think plenty of people did pass the technician exam and got a free radio. I don't think they kept records of like how many of them joined the club and started paying dues. But anyway, I think maybe at some point we might have discussed, and I might be confusing this with our Aries group, because I think the Aries group was, I think that's probably what I'm thinking of here. But the idea was is that a new ham joining the group would get their first year dues comped, or deferred, so that, you know, their first year was free. So, and again, I don't know if the Aries group kept statistics on that, on like how many of those new users stuck around and became dues-paying members. But anyway, that's an example of some of the initiatives that some clubs might have taken as part of trying to increase membership and increase dues income. Right, so let's see. VK2DY, you're up next.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently 12 degrees Celsius, headed for a high of 16, overcast, and probably going to rain. That's sort of the theme of this August so far, is that cool, wet end of summer. And it looks like it's the theme carrying out for a while here. Anyway, let's see. Well, the club that is closest to me is a club called, there was a club in my area, but it folded. So the closest club to me now is Haddark, the Hornsby and District Amateur Radio Club. And their fees are currently 40 Australian dollars a year. I think they raised them maybe 5 years ago. They started out in 86 at $10 and sort of raised it $5 every so often. So they're up to 40 at the moment. And I don't think they're considering any fee increases to that. So they are currently operating at that. I think they have maybe 30 or 40 members. I'm not exactly sure of the count, but not a very huge club. The state club, the Amateur Radio New South Wales, has several hundred members and only charges $10, and has only charged $10 since I can remember anyway, going back somewhere in the last century. But it's been $10 as long as anyone can remember, and I don't think they're going to change that. They've got all sorts of money that they hams left them equipment, left them money, left them things. So they're financially stable. They own a really nice facility, so they aren't going to change from $10. Another club I've sort of been connected with is up in the Central Coast, and they've been $50 for the past, I don't know how long, probably at least 10 years they haven't raised their fees, but they've been at $50 for quite a while. I don't think $50 is sort of a magic number. I think you can go much over that. You start to discourage people, so I'm not sure they're considering changing that. I know they gave up on their ham fest, which was the largest in the area, because they could no longer man it or afford it. So I think that's the way they went, is ending the ham fest that they had up in Wyong. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And I don't know, just for comparison, do you know what the current exchange rate is between Australian dollars and U.S. dollars?
Yeah, because I receive a pension from the U.S., it's about 65 cents at the moment. 65 cents U.S. for one Australian dollar, VK2DY.
Okay, and you might not be as familiar with this, but... Well, I'm not even going to ask. I was going to ask something like, does an Australian dollar buy as much as an American dollar does, like at the grocery store? So if you have any idea about that, then I'm welcome to hear it. But if you don't, that's okay.
VK2DY, it's been 10 years since I've set foot in America, so I don't really know the prices there anymore. But Australia's typically been more expensive, so I'm assuming it still is. VK2DY.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Next on my list here is a new station here, KF5 Zulu Sierra Foxtrot.
Yeah, this is Colby, KF5 Zulu Sierra Foxtrot. Are you copying this okay?
Okay, let's see, your signal was a little choppy there, a little, maybe some packet loss or something there, but are you the one who was on a phone, or was that John? I think I got you there. If you want to repeat, just in case, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just making sure my signal was coming in okay. I'm on the web link. My name is Colby, and I am in Washington County, Maine. I'm assuming we're talking about dues at our local club. I'm a member of the St. Croix Valley Amateur Radio Club, dues being $15 a year for an individual or $20 a year for a family. And that goes towards Field Day, Hamfest, scholarships, insurance, and a meeting place donation. it's tough. I work on the weekend at night, so I'm at work right now. But, you know, a lot of the events that happen don't really line up with my schedule unless I'm able to see that far ahead. So I don't get to get out a lot in terms of the club activities. But just doing a weekly check-in, and hope everybody's doing good.
Okay, I think I copied about 60 or 70% of that. It's not a big deal. Maybe next week you'll be in a better position. And so, also, I don't know if you can try doing the app that you're using to access Echolink. Does it have the chat capability, if you can send a text message? So that might be something that you can do in addition to using audio to talk to us. But anyway, welcome to the net, and hope to hear from you in the future. So let me check the dashboard here. I did not see any new call signs, so I'm ready for additional comments or rechecks.
KC1TCA.
Go ahead, Richard.
I just want to say that Colby's message sounded okay. At first it was choppy, but I thought I got all of it the second time around. And so I don't know if that helps or complicates things, but that's basically it.
Yes, I noticed that he got better towards the end there. So maybe it is on my end. So I'm sorry if I led him astray there on the quality there. So sorry about that, Colby. But anyway, again, welcome for joining us. And I don't know, maybe I should be looking for some modifications over here. Anyway, do we have any more additional comments or new check-ins?
Let's try this. Is this better? I turned my mic up a little bit. Last week you said that I was hot.
Yeah, it's a little hot, but I copied it 100%. You might back it off just a smidgen.
Yeah, it's pretty sensitive. I've got about 5% of the bar there that I can move it back and forth. But yeah, I just want to. I'm sort of working out the kinks of my system here because I'm only allowed to transmit on the web app because of the fact that I'm at work. I can't manage the router. So, but yeah, it's unfortunate, and I don't have a mobile radio. So,
okay, I mean, the first part of that transmission was pretty good, but then it devolved into I really couldn't copy much of it at all. I had a question on platform are you running on? Are you on Windows or Apple or something else?
No, I'm using a Linux-based operating system. You know, I think that it's a matter of the actual app itself. I've probably got some details I need to work out in terms of, I don't know. I'll have to look it up. KF5ZSF71.
All right. That transmission was pretty good. I didn't have any problems with it at all. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a matter of speaking quieter into the microphone, something like that. So, anyway, very well. I think if you just do that from now on, we'll be good. All right. Well, thanks, Colby. Do we have any other comments or rechecks? Okay. Well, my clock says it's about 27 minutes after the hour, which makes this a kind of par for the course for our net. Let me think. Do I have anything in the script here I need to mention? Oh, yeah. The perennial, if you would like to try your hand at being the net control, just send me an email at JWH@SDS, and we can set you up to give it a try and see how you like it. Other than that, if you're not already subscribed to our mailing list, you can send an email to majordomo@sdf.org and include in the subject line, and I also add in the body of the message, subscribe SDFARC-L. And it's not a high-volume mailing list. You get maybe one or two messages a week, so not a big deal there. And sometimes there's some... usually the only traffic you see on there is the summary of this net that happens every Sunday evening. But sometimes there's some traffic that goes beyond just the net summary, and so it's worth subscribing to. Yeah. Right. Let me check the dashboard. No new call signs there. So, one final call before I close the net. Anyone have any final comments or rejects?
KC1TCA.
Go ahead, Richard.
This is really for Colby, and it has to do with the chat. It was just faster for me to check in again instead of trying to type this out. But when I was net control a couple weeks ago, I was trying to use the web link, the web interface to EchoLink 2 on Fedora, and it was we had a lot of problems with it. Wayne, you had suggested that I try running it in Wine, and so I have done that. I've downloaded it and I've got it up and running, but I have not checked in. Like right now, I'm on my iPhone, so I didn't actually go all the way with it. But it does seem to launch and work, and I would be surprised if it was as bad as the web interface. I'm sure it's probably much better. So that's another option. KC1TCA.
All right. Well, hopefully someday an Apple developer or a Linux developer will do a satisfactory job of porting the EchoLink app to those operating systems. Until then, we bumble along with what we've got. All right. Well, thanks to everyone. Well, let me go back one more time and see if Colby has a reply to Richard.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you guys are right. I am familiar with a lot of the stuff like that, and it's just a matter of finding out what works over time. So this is my second check-in to the net, and I'll just keep trying. Signing off, KF5 VSF.
Okay. Well, thanks to all the regulars who showed up and to the new guys, and we hope you will become regulars in the future. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio from NET. So let's call it 0031 UTC. If you would like to continue along, this is NET Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.